AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says Jill Biden has tested positive for the coronavirus. AP Sagar Magani has details.
Her spokeswoman says the First Lady started feeling cold-like symptoms last night and tested positive while on vacation in South Carolina. She's said to have mild COVID-19 symptoms and will start taking an antiviral while isolating for at least 5 days at the private home where she and the president have been staying. The White House says he tested negative for the virus this morning, but will wear a mask indoors for 10 days per CDC guidance. The president recovered from a rebound COVID-19 case earlier this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is expected to sign the Democrats' landmark climate change and health care bill, delivering what he called the final piece of his pared-down domestic agenda. The Food and Drug Administration says millions of Americans will be able to buy hearing aids without a prescription later this fall. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says this is a long time coming.
Hearing aids can cost thousands of dollars per pair, and they're not always covered by insurance. I say that not just as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, but as the son of one of those consumers in this country who has had to shop for all sorts of pairs of hearing aids.
This cuts red tape by creating a new class of hearing aids that don't require a medical exam. Storms are expected today and tomorrow in parts of West Virginia, including areas that flooded yesterday after up to 5 inches of rain. General Motors is recalling more than 484,000 large SUVs in the U.S. to fix a problem that can cause the third-row seat belts to malfunction. The company says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries caused by the problem. Stocks are edging lower in early trading on Wall Street today. Investors are cautiously reviewing more encouraging financial results from major retailers. This is AP News. A mural painted in a Vermont synagogue more than 100 years ago and hidden behind a wall for years has been painstakingly moved and restored. It's now known as the Lost Mural. It was painted by sign maker Ben Zion Black in 1910 and shows the Ten Commandments with a lion on both sides. Rabbi Amy Small is at Ojave Zedek Synagogue.
We had so many devastating losses as a Jewish community. So to be able to see this whole restored is also about how we are feeling whole and restored.
Experts like Josh Perelman at the Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History says it's a rare representation of a kind of synagogue art in Europe that was largely destroyed during the Holocaust.
It makes it both a treasure and also a significant work, both in American Jewish religious life and the world of art in this country.
Ed Donahue, AP News.